This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what they're looking for. I really don't. I wish they could really define the criteria. I wish they could do the eyeball test where they come down here and look at the people we're playing against and look at them. And, you know, you can't see that stuff on a TV. And so I don't know what they look for, but that's for somebody else to decide. I'm worried about our team.
Welcome back to Morning Shift. Kirby Smart talking about how he's befuddled, baffled by what the criteria is of the college football playoff committee. Of course, Georgia beating Tennessee 31-17. And Josh Heupel still complaining about the officiating today.
Well, get over it. I mean, look, you lost. Get over it. I heard they were complaining about the heaters on the bench going out, and when it was like almost 60 degrees Saturday night. I thought the point of the college football playoff expanding was to help include teams that got better through the year or that played extremely tough schedules compared to others and did well.
Well, the schedule thing's clearly out the door.
Did well.
I don't know.
I would tell you that, you know, I think people can get upset that Georgia was ranked 12th last week in the playoff, but they were coming off an 18-point loss on the road where they looked abysmal. And then they could come home and they beat a team that had one loss by 14. I would be hard for, unless somehow Georgia Tech slips, just trips up Georgia. I don't see how Georgia's not in the playoff after.
I don't either.
After winning,
don't sleep on Tech, man.
Well, it's not that. Like I love what Brent Key is doing, but the reality is, Georgia shouldn't lose that game. And if Georgia loses that game, then they don't deserve to make the playoff. But if they win that game with their if they win out with their schedule, they should be an easy lock to host a game to me.
You think they'll be hosting? That's the next question. That's the next question is will they be hosting?
Well,
And look, I come at this from a place as a Bama guy that I don't even feel comfortable because I'm not so sure that Bama, the way they play up and down, can beat Oklahoma and Auburn. They play good and then awful and then good and then awful. But I look at Georgia and I think the next question for Georgia fans will be, are we good enough to get a home game? Like, that's what you're going to have to figure out over the next few weeks.
And I think you want a home game because there's a clear advantage of playing a home game in any sport, especially college football, to me. But the reality is I'm not afraid to go play a road game if I am Georgia. I mean, I thought Austin, Texas was supposed to be a tough place to play. You tell me that the Grove is tougher? Because you probably make that argument based on what you saw.
Well, when you pump about $10 million into your offensive and defensive lines, the Grove got a little tougher.
Well, you don't. I mean, you don't think Georgia's got a few million on there?
I understand.
I would say
that's what Ole Miss was missing, though.
I would say that the opponents, the opponents that will be hosting, I think you almost think that they're better matchups, right? You look at Indiana. I don't think Georgia fans are scared of Indiana. Look at Notre Dame. I don't think
no.
You know, and look, it is what it is, but those are the teams that you'll be looking at in those home games, right? If Indiana doesn't win the Big Ten, now, of course, that's going to be, you know, how far does, you know, whoever loses the Big Ten championship, how far do they fall? And you got Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon ahead of them. But you're still looking at situations where some of these teams are going to host games that really, I mean, that you're not that afraid of, I guess, in the end. So I think the worst case scenario if you're Georgia is that you don't host and maybe you have to travel to Ohio State. Because I think talent wise they match up in that scenario, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't I think the quarterback thing is a push there. I think there's some talent where the Ohio State has the leg up, and then there might be some other sides where you do. You could used to say that, well, we'll go push Ohio State around the trenches. I don't know if that's the case this year.
I will say, too, and to bring this into perspective, I did see that our buddy Jerry Palm, who we had on last week, his projection is, and I don't necessarily buy into this, his projection is for Alabama to win the SEC and have a Georgia-Alabama rematch in what I think would be the Sugar Bowl in the quarterfinal game.
So that'd be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Because that's almost a home game for both teams.
I was going to say, I think that's best case scenario for New Orleans. They're looking at it going, yes!
Yeah.
You'll probably see both those schools show up in that one. So I don't know, man. There's just a lot of things left to be panned out. But the truth of the matter is that Georgia is now done with their SEC slate, right? And a lot of teams are not. And like we just mentioned, Bama's going to go on the road to Oklahoma this weekend in a game they should win, but doesn't mean anything for Alabama right now. And then they'll play Auburn in a game they should win, but you saw it as recent as last year when they have to have a 4th-and-31 to win. That game's never easy. And you look around the other teams, I mean, Ole Miss is in the same boat, man. A lot of these teams are kind of in that same boat. Tennessee needs to have some style points over the next few weeks after what happened this past weekend.
Who does Tennessee have left? They got Vanderbilt.
They have Vanderbilt. And
that's not a gimme anymore.
What is their other SEC game? They've got another one in there as well, I believe.
Indiana's got to go to Columbus on Saturday.
And look, man, hats off to Florida as well for being able to get it done. Brian Kelly's got a lot of questions answered at LSU, doesn't he? I mean,
UTEP and Vanderbilt is what's left for Tennessee.
Oh, I thought they had one more SEC game, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, how about for Brian Kelly, maybe the yelling at players is not something, you know.
It's not a good look, is it?
That's not a, well.
Oh, stop.
Hold on. Hear me out.
You can't yell at a player?
It's not. Brian Kelly doesn't yell at players. He gets in full-fledged arguments with players on the sideline. He's not a likable guy to begin with.
If he was winning, it'd be different.
Well, I have no problem with yelling at players. I like to yell at everybody.
I think yelling should be a thing.
But the way he does it is not a good look. He's got a history of it. Also, you've lost, what, 3 straight?
What does not a good look even mean? Wow. Because he's losing.
It's not a good look in an era where players are looking for a reason to take the same amount of money somewhere else.
Well, and that's a player issue, right? And that's what he'll have to decide moving forward is which one does he want to be. But I'm not going to sit here and diss Brian Kelly because he got in somebody's butt over bad football play and lack of effort. That's what he should be doing as a football coach.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.